I think the takeaway from yesterday in Heron, at least from my standpoint, and I haven't contacted the hospital yet, but I will this morning for an official release. No one killed. Were there some injuries?
Not that I'm aware of. We was down on the scene, affected in the Pine Lakes Golf Course area and the furniture store there on 148, sustained most of the damage. In the spot type deal, there's some roof damage on down by Meredith Waddell Funeral Home. And a few shingles here and there on various residents in the area, and some trees down here and there as well. But no injuries that we're aware of.
So a diagonal path that started in Carterville, went through Heron, and then went points to the northeast, closing 148 for a period of time from the debris yesterday, but it looks primarily high wind damage. Is anybody, people are using the word tornado with me, but not officially.
Well, I've seen a number of tornadoes many years ago when I worked in disaster service type of operations. And this one, I don't know that I could go that far with it. Although the furniture store there in Energy, it took the easternmost portion of the roof off, which, you know, you would think it would be the western end of it, you know, from the storm's approach, that would come off first. But so I think a 50-50 call. If it was a tornado, I think it was it's a very straight down, straight up type of little spot and went on its way.
And we know the National Weather Service is sending at least two to the crew up there today to assess that storm path and try to divine exactly what that was. We're speaking with Heron Mayor Steve Fortini this morning. Now, here's another item here. How much damage was there? I mean, you've got the golf course. You've got some stores that were literally in that line. I mean, it's very distinctive when you drive through. You can see the path where the most damage is from the windstorms. How much damage from your view?
It'd be hard to put a dollar amount on that, but much less than what I think, you know, we perhaps anticipated. I mean, the path was right across the back of my house between us, my house and your station, coming through that direction. And it wasn't a continuous path. A lot of the golf course was unscathed, as the wood line to the west of it. Very small indication of anything happening on the portion. And so it's sort of just a little spot. The amount of damage beyond shingles here and there, some trees down, and the three I mentioned, the furniture store, the golf course, and the funeral home, the damages that they sustained, unless we're on further to the east of us out of our jurisdictional area.
Right. Hey, I tell you what, if it's okay if I give you a call a little bit later this morning, but thanks for our first report this morning. My understanding is that there will be a disaster declaration signing that later this morning when I was contacted by Ron Ellis, Williamson County Commissioner, last evening.
Okay, I can see perhaps where the county might do something along that way because of the public infrastructure damages, perhaps, or some things like that. That's good news.